Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Perspective with Zachary Perkins. Our very special guest, Erica Polk, will be joining us in a moment, but I just wanted to take a second to explain why this episode was so important to me to have given to you guys this week. Right now, in the place that a lot of us are in, our friends are, you know, our point of contact, our point of support over that of our family in a lot of situations and a lot of times. And I really don't think that people understand by enabling your friends or allowing them to enable you, you sometimes let your friendships become toxic situations. And I think people associate toxicity with negative people and negative situations, but you can have two very positive and two very healthy people who end up being very detrimental to each other's health and well-being. So I just wanted to talk about a few signs to note, so you can know if you are enabling. The first thing you need to do is identify the behaviors. You need to assess if you're protecting someone who engages in self-destructive or impulsive behaviors. After that, you need to look for signs of enabling. These can be found in the form of denial, justification, protecting them from their responsibilities, and so on and so forth. Then you need to look at your own reactions to the behaviors. Do you find yourself repressing your feelings or minimizing the situation? Do you act superior or controlling to them? Or do you just avoid the situation at all, or do you just endure it and hope that it'll be over? And finally, you need to evaluate if you're enabling or empowering this person. Life is so short, and I've seen so many people make so many decisions and choices and look back and be resentful that no one save them from themselves. So I think that, you know, especially at the point of our lives that we're in right now, the chapter that we're in right now, we owe it to our friends and those closest to us and around us to make sure that if we see wrong, that we are stepping in and doing something, saying something, you know, just being active and fully invested into our friends' lives, because, you know, we all want the same for ourselves in return. All right, guys, we are back with episode 5 of Perspective with Zachary Perkins. You already know who it is. I'm joined today by someone who needs no introduction, but we're going to give her one anyways. If you'd like to introduce yourself, ma'am, tell the people who you are.
It's Erica.
No last name, Erica?
Erica Polk. Erica Amanda Polk.
Okay.
You think people actually follow you, like, when you say follow my socials?
I don't know. I mean, let me say this. Erica is a good social media follow.
Yeah, I'm a...
So I recommend following Erica.
Quality content.
I don't have her muted, so... I have some of them muted.
I got some people muted.
You know, so I don't have you muted. So I would definitely follow her.
So Twitter, my Twitter, Erica is bomb. 2 K's, don't ask why. So it's ERIKKAISBOMB. Zachary tweets me all the time, so I'll be dropping some 5 pictures, so it's not hard to find me. Instagram, same thing. Erica is bomb. I'm a local artist here in San Marcos from Houston, but
drop your art pages too.
My art page, my art Insta is Erica in Color, and I do mixed media, so you can go follow.
She's really dope. She's really, really incredible. Love it. So how are you?
Fabulous.
Let's talk about something I want to start doing here. I want to, especially when I have guests, I really want to express what are you thankful for today.
What I am thankful for today is the fact that I have a home to go back to in Houston, and family and grandparents and cousins, and just a nice support system.
Amen to that. I think today I'm most thankful that I have a chance to be a better me today than I was yesterday. Got that chance from God, so amen, hallelujah to that.
Period. JT.
Today's show is going to take us somewhere I think a lot of you need to hear about. We're talking about those of you who enable your friends and everyone else around you in life. A couple weeks ago, if you guys live in San Marcos, you guys already know what happened with the serial rapist and everything. But I was really disturbed because I got on Twitter and I saw people making excuses for this person. people justifying this person's behavior or saying that we didn't know the whole story.
I saw that.
And I just feel like as your friends, like if your friends are not there to correct you and to hold you accountable for your actions, then who's going to do that for you in life?
Are you talking about the serial rapist friends?
Yes.
So my timeline is different from your timeline because I'm a transfer student. I only been out here 3 days.
Got a lot of interact with these people.
But you obviously saw some banter. You know what I mean? Like me, I didn't really see it. It looked like you arguing with somebody on the TL. But like, I don't follow anyone from Texas State like that, you know? So I didn't see it. The only like controversy that I saw was you responding to people that were defending the serial rapist. So that's the only thing on my timeline that I saw. But when I peeped, then I was like, oh, people really wilding. That whole he could never type. When people are actually capable of anything and you never know what's going on in people's minds.
I mean, yeah, that's very true. But I just feel like it's not so much the act of people defending their friends, because I feel like, you know, you should always defend your people, but do that in private. Like, you don't have to publicly be an ass. You don't have to publicly...
Oh, you're talking about, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to publicly...
Because it can be misconstrued and people don't have context on the internet.
Exactly. My thing with that situation in particular is when something like that happens, the victims are not required to come forward with their identity. Mm-hmm. So you never know if the victim was sitting on Twitter, you know, just reading all of this all day and just being triggered. And mm-hmm. I think that was so irresponsible and...
socially irresponsible, yeah.
Yeah, and they were talking about, like, conspiracies. Like, the police were trying to set him up. I'm so tired of black people talking about, like...
I'm so glad I didn't see that.
I'm so tired of black people talking about, you know, the police trying to be set up by the police. Like, black people commit crimes.
Yes.
You know? Sometimes shit does go wrong in the justice system. I'm not denying that. But sometimes... crimes are committed and crimes carry punishment and consequences. And I wanted to start there, but that's not even like the full extent of, mm-hmm. you know, enabling.
Even people that are the abusers try to piggyback on that.
Right.
Try to piggyback on that.
That enabling and that justification and that support. So that
they try to piggyback on the whole... not every is this and da da da. When in reality, they actually did what was said that they did.
Right, and they know this, but
he wasn't on Twitter, was he?
Or I don't anything? Know. I don't really okay. know him that well.
The only thing that I saw was the whole man. He was on my soccer team. Like I would have never known. Yada yada yada. I don't think that's enabling. I think that's just, like, real life.
I mean, that's real shock.
Associate, yeah, type shock.
Yeah, but people were out there like, but y'all don't know the whole story. And I'm like, well, tell the story. Like, we're listening, you know? We'd all love to know it.
Yeah.
You know, so we can make better sense of this. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you say things like that and you don't bring any support to back up your claims and it just looks baseless and it just looks like you're trying to save face for somebody who...
Yeah.
People can't do it for themselves.
People need to not be so quick to hop on the internet. And I've learned that with the James Charles thing. You gotta let things ride out for a little bit before you give your input, I believe. Or else you look dumb. Because there's three sides to every story.
That is very true. but, I mean, I think that so many times we think that the only people we can enable are our friends. But I think that, you know, people enable their significant others... their family members.
What do you mean? You keep saying enabling. Like, what's the action of enabling? Is it silence when something's being done wrong? Or is it...
I mean, I think it comes in, like, many shapes and forms. And, you know, silence is definitely, I think, number one. But there are people who will see things and pretend like they haven't even, you know, been made privy to anything.
So that's, I mean, that's silence, too. Like, what else? Like, I can only think of silence when your friend is doing something that isn't in their best interest or in the best interest of others. And then there's enabling. Like, fake enabling. Like, you know, like, be a hot boy summer, hot girl summer, like, enabling them to do stuff or whatever, but that's like on the joke side. Right. But like, what other than silence or enabling? Like, I mean, what other than silence or like egging them on would be considered enabling people?
If you're bringing somebody into a situation that you know is going to,
okay. Now I see it. Now I see it more clearly. You think you enable your friends or something?
I do. I do. And
in like what type of situations? Bad situations or like hot girl, hot boy summer type situations? I feel like everyone does that. That's like our culture.
Yeah, I do both definitely. And the thing that really upsets me about some of my friends is that they will come to me with things. Mm-hmm. And if I give them the real, if I say what I really want to say, then it blows out of proportion.
Really?
When in reality, I'm just like really trying to sit here and look out for you, like genuinely trying to help you.
That's funny. I think I feel like if I ever got advice from you, I'd probably take it because you've always been the type to just say it like it is, so I know that it wouldn't be just something you pulled out of the thin air.
Right, like I mean, I really.
That's you though. That's not everybody. Some of my friends I have trying to give me advice, and it's just like they're really not the ones to speak on that. But I also don't. I also don't label everyone like that.
Okay.
Like, oh, you did this, this, and that, so you can't tell me anything. I think that's just ignorant. Because if the advice is quality, then the advice is quality.
Right.
You know what I mean? This. Irregardless of who the messenger was, if you needed that advice, then you know.
So how do you go about having those conversations with your friends, like the hard conversations?
Hard conversations. I don't even know if I'm the one to give you a good answer with this, because I'm just like, I'm a sage. Like I'm just a pretty wise gal. That's just
how sages.
That's just how I've always been. I feel like, I don't know, someone else might be a better person to ask, because my friends be listening to me, because I don't just be telling them anything. I never ever have, like, whether it's been like middle school, high school, post high school, like I've always given them what I thought was good advice when they needed it. Sometimes they don't listen, and then they're like, and they're like silent around me because I was right, and I'm not the one to shove it in their faces as much as I want to. But like, for the most part, they be listening to me. See, like, I don't care about appearance or none of that.
See, yeah, I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I don't think my friends understand sometimes that there are going to be very few people in this world that want to see them win as badly as I do.
Yeah.
And so if I can say or do anything to keep you on your path to winning life, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say that, and I have to really get back to that place where I just don't care, not about hurting feelings, because that's reckless, but I have
you
to really
be tactful.
I have to be that friend. Like, in so many of my social circles, I have to be that friend, like, to be like, listen,
you feel like you have to, or does someone hold you that, or do people hold you that to that position?
If I don't, who will? Because I hate being in situations where everyone
is
talking
duty.
About.
Like, this is like you're a service to others at this point, because you're, you know, like, unless someone is saying, Zach, I need you to do this, then you're putting yourself in that position. Do you know what I mean? Like, I once upon a time felt like I needed to be like the solid rock in the star example, like in my friend groups, my social groups, and then I was just like, why am I putting this pressure on myself? I need to make mistakes, just like everyone else. Not purposely make mistakes, but you know. Not be so hard on myself if I can't be there for others, and, you know, being there for myself first sometimes.
No, I get that. But, I mean, I just feel like so many times in so many situations, like, everyone except the person who is being enabled or, you know, allowed to just continue to participate in the destructive behaviors will get together and address the behaviors, address that it needs to be addressed, and then no one says or does anything. And I'm like, I'm like, guys, are we really just going to let this fly? We're going to let this slide. Because if it was me and I was going down the hole, I would really want everyone around me to pull me out. Because that, I feel like that's your job, like, as friends.
Same for me. I would want people to be there for me just like I would be there for them. But nobody else is built like me. That's how I take it. So I'ma just try my best to surround myself with people that would be there to pick me up. But that's not everyone's calling in life. That's not everyone's position. And not everyone has the tools to do that. I've learned that. I've waited for people to be there, or certain people to be there for me, like I was there for them. And it didn't happen in quite the way that I expected it to, or wanted it to, or would have done it to them. But I mean, it was the best that they could do, and I left it at that. But yeah, my friends they be listening to me for the most part, and I have about two friends that everything that they tell me is usually like right on par, and I actually am able to be like vulnerable and take advice from them, because usually I'm like the strong one, and when people give me advice, it's kind of stuff that I already knew. Mm-hmm. But when I actually need answers, I have about two people that I can go to that actually give me sound advice and can see things clearer than I can.
Okay.
That is rare though for people like us.
No, yeah, because I feel like I got into this point where I had so many like surface level friends, so many associates around me.
Yeah.
That it was just really clouding me as to knowing, like, who my actual support was. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, you have your social friends. You have your friends that, you know, you can really be serious and vent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have those all-around friends.
Friends for different seasons. You need them.
You do. But at that time, in that season, I was not looking for associates.
Got you.
You know, and things like that. So I really had to weed.
Got you.
You know, people
well,
out.
How do you even choose these people though, because I'm real picky with who I even call a friend.
You just know.
Most people I know are associates in the first place.
I think you just know, like, just based on conversations you've had, or
how soon you be knowing that.
Literally the second I meet somebody, I can know, because my spirit will lead me, and it will say put the brakes on that one. But I feel like I'm at a point now where all of my friends that I have in my life,
mm-hmm.
like, they can be that for me. And I'm still working to be that for them, because, you know, I have learned that everyone does require a different approach.
They do.
And I can't just be one note with everyone. Like, I have to adapt.
I like that.
My approach and my...
You do. That's called being tactful.
Yes, it's very hard because...
I feel like everyone has this blanket.
It's very
different colors. I have this blanket. Zach just talked about being on different notes with his friends. I believe it, because he's drinking wine and I'm not.
What?
He's supposed to match my level, but here you are drinking white wine.
I offered you a glass
at 12 p.m.
Don't tell the people like I didn't offer you a glass.
I have to drive.
One glass of white wine would not kill you, but. All right, see, that's me trying to enable you to drink some wine. But I think that going forward, the most important thing is I look at everybody's situations and I put myself in them. Like, I think that has also. Yeah, sometimes I get scared. Sometimes I thank God that it's not actually me in the situations. But I think that has given me. Like the
empathy.
Yeah. But then I'm like, you know what? No. It also makes me want to be like, let's get you out of there now. You know, like, you're really going through it and you don't even realize it. Like,
some people enjoy going through it though. Don't
No, no,
don't
no.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm not
don't
gonna
get
lie.
Me wrong. Some people enjoy a struggle because that's all they know. Hmm. And sometimes you gotta let them have it.
Speak on it.
Sometimes I let them have it, okay? If that's all you know, then.
Yeah, I do know some people who really enjoy being stuck on stupid. Like,
they do.
It's their personality. It's their brand. Like, to always be
it's
the damsel
brand.
In distress.
Brand. It's not mine.
Not mine.
It's
and
not
I can't
brand.
Relate there.
It's
so, if you are still on that, I want to be the damsel in distress and, like, you
That's
know,
my new thing. Look, you're acting very on brand right now. You're acting very on brand.
Everyone has a brand. I've been trying to tell the people
That's
for
your brand.
Months.
I'm going
to
let you have it, but just know that we can't collab. No more. We can't
no,
collab.
Erica X.
We can't collab no more. None of that. Erica X, nada. Not you. Maybe who you were a year ago, but not in this present. Mm-mm. Not in this present.
So, when you do have these conversations and they go left.
Dang, what? they don't be, let me try to think of a time when it went left. It went left when I tried to do this with someone that I just met. Okay. Now, I'm usually good at reading people and seeing if we vibe or not, because I only put effort and I only give time to things that I think are worth it.
Right.
Not giving anyone like a golden star or anything, but like if I mess with you, then I mess with you heavy.
Right.
Like there is no like in between. Because I'm super observant at first of people, their attitudes, their actions, the way they talk about certain things that I value, the way that all sorts of things. I'm pretty observant beforehand. Then, you know, we talk or whatever, we hang out or something, and I'm observant even then. And then I just put two and two together and see if you're worth, you know, the me time. Spending time. Yeah. And, you know, because I'd be
building that relationship.
I'd be putting my friends on. I'd be inviting them to go do cool stuff with me, be adventurous with me, like all sorts of things. So, you know, there was a person where I did that, and it's kind of early, and, you know, things happen, and I tried to have a conversation, and it was just like, they grew up in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew up with different values. And it's just like, well, it's just a well.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to still do me because I don't stop for anyone. I'm not.
Period.
We haven't been stopping for anyone in 2019. Period.
And we won't.
And we've been saying no a lot more.
Hmm.
All that.
Speak on it.
So with people that I have these deep conversations with, enabling, advice, whatever, when it goes left, That person usually meets me later in life.
Okay.
On like the right frequency, on like some, dang, I should have listened back then, or right. Dang, I should have, like, you know, been open to what you were saying back then. It's usually a later on, like down the road type thing.
Right.
And that's just, some people got to learn the lessons, you know, on their own. Versus me, I'm observant and I let someone else go through it before I go through it. But some people actually need to go through it. So you don't worry too much when the conversation goes left. You let them get those battle scars, those beauty marks on their own.
I think I had a friend, and the time has gone, you know, like the furthest to the left. She was just doing a lot of stupid things. She was in a relationship that was just really toxic. And I think so many times, like you said, people love to just be stuck in that cycle. Of
that's either all they know or all they think they deserve. So yeah,
exactly. And so I just remember, you know, trying to explain to this friend, like, you know, you deserve more. You put more into this than you get out of it. You're still young. My philosophy is I will not be stressed in my
20s. None of that
over anyone. And so I had the conversation. Some of our mutual friends had the conversation about, you know, doing things, stepping in, because we saw it was getting bad. And this person just felt like we were attacking. And, like, it was just us versus her. And we're just like,
mm-hmm.
We literally want the best for you. Mm-hmm. Because you deserve the best. I know you were raised to only accept the best.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, here you are, and you've admitted in the past this is not healthy, it's not productive,
mm-hmm.
It's not for you, yet you remain in this. And when I tell you what mm-hmm. you have already said, what you already know about your situation,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes
out of your hands.
It does become out of my hands, but then it flips on me like I've done something negative.
You need to wait that out, because they'll soon learn. I was whoever you were talking about a year and a half ago, so.
Well, I mean, it's too late for them now. Like, they went through it, made their decisions. That's off to the side now. It's above me now.
I feel that. I feel that, but it's a learning thing, because the same thing happened to me, so.
But I feel like that experience,
I can't say much. I learned from it, though. I'm way stronger, way better now that I'm out of it, but I think for them, it's a learning thing right now, and hopefully soon, they will realize, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And hindsight is
2020.
Period.
But I think that experience made me, like, have this sudden urge to just want to be that for everybody, because I didn't want to see someone else fall by the wayside.
Yeah, that's stressful, though. I feel it. I'm all with for helping everybody around you and blah, blah, blah. But how's your mental health, Zach? That you might want to focus on that, friend. Friends and friendy. Did you get dressed up for me?
I might have put a little ensemble together.
I'm liking the fit. I'm liking the blonde, matching with the boots.
Oh, thank you.
I'm here for it. I like how you match that.
Summer 2K19.
You do that.
We're going for all our things because hot boy summer. Hot girl summer.
Honestly.
And I want nothing less. Miss Polk, I really just have to thank you so much for being here. Not just today, but for as long as I've known you. You've always been someone I can reach out to for advice. Give me the constructive advice. Whether I want to hear it or not, I take it. I soak it in. I sit with it.
Zach, how did we meet?
And I apply it. We met at George Bush High School. We did, in our school's DECA program. And at first I was like, oh my God, like this girl does crack and Adderall every morning before school. There was a part of time I wanted no parts.
But who was that stopping?
Nobody. Not you. We actually called Erica the cancer that would not go away.
That's the joke that solidified this.
But you know,
I never heard nothing that crazy.
But now that we're older, mm-hmm. we're not in that industrial prison. We moved to a different prison that we have like fewer restrictions. And I've gotten to see you like in different settings and mm-hmm. environments. And like I said, you've just always been a really good sister, a good friend out here, you know, to the kid. So I have grown a different appreciation for you and what you bring to the table, the chaos and confusion you bring to life.
Confusion.
It's a part of a balanced life. Everyone yes. needs
balance.
A wild card, and you are like three of them, you know.
Yes,
I caught you last minute to take some pictures, and you.
I was down
were
with it.
My there. Was you done. You was ready to go. I appreciated
Rit.
It.
Rit. I lost. Those are actually one of my favorite pictures that I've had taken of me. Okay.
Thank you, child.
I really like those pictures.
We'll have to the do something this summer. The composition
was nice. I love nature. My hair was popping ten.
Well, you know, we're all going to be in Houston this week, and I have an idea for a shoot, so.
Okay.
Just might have to hit let you me up.
Know. Let me know the deets.
Well, guys.
Wait. I have a rap. You want to hear it?
Okay. Erica has a rap. Come on, Erica.
Okay. It's to the tune of, what's that rap that Lil Yachty wrote?
Act Up.
To the tune of Act Up.
All right. Let's get that a little closer to you.
Okay, you ready? Stripes, gas, card, so I don't need a nigga.
Is this a one-line rap? Oh. Okay.
Help me. You're going to have to help me off recording with the rest of it.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll finish the rap.
Yes.
I'll ghostwrite it for you like Yachty did.
Ghostwrite the half.
And I'll come perform it with you on your podcast.
Yes.
Oh, guys, listen, yes. Erica has a podcast, The Left-Handed Podcast.
I have a pod.
On Spotify and SoundCloud.
We be podding.
That's all we do is pod.
Stream it. You be going viral sometimes. I'm going to put my SoundCloud link.
Viral.
Under the thing.
When do I go Twitter. Viral?
You be going viral.
I don't go viral. That's Cloud Queen over here. Yolanda Yo is in the building, guys.
Yes.
Cloud Queen.
She been
trying so hard to keep quiet.
Everybody
give Yolanda a hand, a round of applause for being quiet because.
Good job.
All right, guys, this is going to wrap episode 5 of Perspective. Next week, we are back. Next week's episode is going to be colossal. That's all I'll say.
Astronomical.
Period. I have so many guests. It's going to be insane, but we're going to really get into some things to really celebrate Pride Month. And I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Stop enabling your friends. Bye.